Hi, I'm Vince DiPaola, Senior Pastor of Lakeshore Community Church in Rochester, New York, your radio pastor for the day. You know, we live in uncertain times, and everything around us, it seems, is so uncertain. What's going to happen in the future in our own lives? What's going to happen to the world? What's going to happen with our finances? What's going to happen with our children? What's going to happen with so many different things? And what I find is that when you live in times of uncertainty, you are more acutely aware of how important certainty is. When everything's uncertain around you, you have to cling to what is certain. And so I want to talk to you today about one of the things that I think is as certain as it gets. And it comes from Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3. And that's this: when everything is uncertain, God is our refuge. God is our refuge. Psalm 46, 1 to 3, which was an inspiration to Martin Luther's great hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, is a statement of the fearlessness and trust and confidence that we can have in God. Despite the worst challenges the earth can face, God is our refuge. So let me just read it, Psalm 46, 1 to 3. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. Selah. And Selah in the Psalms stands for a musical pause. It seems to have the idea, think about this. And there's certainly a lot to think about in those verses. God is our refuge and our strength. A refuge is a place to turn, a place to go when you are in need of help and strength. He's not only a place that we can turn to for safety and security, he is our strength and ever-present help in trouble. And I like the phrase ever-present. He is always present to help us. It could be at 3 in the morning, it could be at 3 in the afternoon. It could be on Sunday, it could be on Tuesday. It could be when you're happy or when you're sad. He's an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, as a result, verse 2, we will not fear, though the earth give way. Can you imagine that? The whole earth just giving way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, so he covers the earth, the mountains, and the waters, and the mountains quake with surging. God is our refuge. Despite the worst challenges, God is an ever-present help in time of need. I wonder what's going on in your life. I wonder what needs you might have. I wonder what circumstances you're facing that are challenging you, that are bringing you concern, fear. Maybe it's a health challenge. Maybe it's something at work. Maybe it's something financially. Maybe it's something to do with your family. Maybe some big news in your family broke and it's not good. Maybe you're just anxious. Maybe you're scared. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe there's something on your heart that's burdening you. God is an ever-present help in time of need. He is our refuge. So how do we access the refuge of God? First of all, we have to recognize that God is our refuge. First thing you have to do is you have to believe that God is a safe refuge, an ever-present help in time of need. You have to believe that. And then second, you have to run to Him. How do you run to God and His place of refuge? Well, you call out to Him in prayer. You read the Scriptures. You build up your confidence that God is your refuge. Every time you feel anxious, every time you feel nervous, every time you feel concerned, every threat that comes into your life, you remind yourself, God is my refuge and ever-present help in time of need. By the way, that's a powerful reminder for the importance of Scripture memorization. So is God your refuge? Is He the one you turn to? Do you believe He's the ever-present help in time of need? And do you run to Him and turn to Him when you have need? I recommend you do, because no matter what is falling down around you, God is your refuge. Make Him your refuge today. Make Him your refuge right now. Make Him your refuge every day. He's an ever-present help in time of need. So thanks for listening today. Again, I'm Vince DiPaola, the senior pastor of Lakeshore Community Church in Rochester, New York, your pastor for the day.